Hello everyone, and welcome to the Boxcast chat room, your private podcast for BirthBox listeners only. However, on this special occasion, I am releasing this episode via my podcast as a preview. Not because I want to just show everyone what's in BirthBox and what we're talking about here, but because I believe it's one of the most important episodes I will ever release. I've taken my sweet time trying to figure out how to, you know, craft the words for this podcast, how to talk about this big subject. And I've realized that I'm kind of faffing around with things and I'm not really doing anything. So today I just thought, stop it. You don't need a script. You need to speak from the heart about what's truly important. So here we go. When I became a doula, I learned the hard way that birth rarely goes to plan. And it was like a slap in the face because I realized that the only birth I really attended when I spent the first couple of years working in childbirth education was my own. And I left totally naive. I wanted to save people, to spread the good news. I was totally in awe of, you know, what the mind-body connection could do and how if you just learn the right tools, you can have the birth of your dreams. And then I started to work in hospitals and in home birth settings, 3 births per month. And I felt like my world came crashing down. And part of that positive energy that I put out there within the first 2 years of working is what has attracted people to me. But I can't help but feel that it's tainted now and it's changed because things rarely go to plan. And even if they subtly change, they still change. And you can do all of the work that you want. You can stack the odds in your favor for the best birth. But more often than not, things change. So this is why I think having mental resilience is so key, not only for birth, but for life. And I truly believe this. It's one of those things that I've been working really hard on personally. And when I faced a recent loss of our little embryo, a missed miscarriage, I was faced with a very challenging situation. And I knew as it was staring at me in the face, I knew deep down that this was a situation that I would grow from. And I really have. I feel like I've blossomed from it and it was important and I wouldn't take it back. If you said to me, would you like to rewind and not have had that miscarriage? No. Because I fundamentally know that through those adverse situations that we really want to run away from, those are the opportunities that provide us with growth and expansion. And this is what's made me so passionate about resiliency and building mental toughness, because ultimately life is full of setbacks and full of things going in different directions, constant change, whether it's relationships, our jobs, our children, we're constantly having to face things. So what better place to start? But now in your pregnancy, building this mental resilience. In this episode, we are going to discuss 1, the importance of being able to sit with uncertainty. 2, tools and techniques for managing stressful situations. And we'll face these situations. I too will face these situations during this time in our lives. So it's important to have that toolbox for managing possible stress. 3, how adversity can make us stronger. And that's going to be the closing message of this podcast. Let's begin with sitting with uncertainty. This is actually a very challenging thing to do as a modern human, because we are certain of so much. You know, you go to the bus stop, you check the bus times, you know what time your parcel's being delivered. And when we're pregnant, we have to lean into this trust. You just don't know what is going to happen. We don't know if our babies are going to remain healthy, you know, up until birth. We don't know what curveball could come our way. So we have to trust and let go of control. So my technique for you in sitting with uncertainty, and this is something I use daily, is I look at what I can and can't control. And that then helps me to not place attention on the things that I can't control, because it's an utter waste of time. You could write a list of all the things that you're feeling a bit worried about and ask yourself, okay, what can I control here and what can I not control? And take your energy away from the things that you can't control, because it's wasted energy. And our brains are hardwired to catastrophize, to dream up what-if situations, because that's really what kept us safe. So when you feel your brain doing that, know that you're not alone, and know that it's your brain doing what it's designed to do in order to keep you safe. We look to the future, we try and perceive what might happen, and we try and spot risks. And that is what our brain is doing. And it's a good thing, but we have to manage it. I said this on a recent public episode, that having command over your mind is so important. And building resilience and using that these techniques can help you to have command over your mind. Because instead of having those racing thoughts, thinking about all those things that you can't control, you take a more logical and measured approach, and you look, you write a list if that's your thing, you could sit down with your birth partner, and you can literally cross off the things that you can't control. And you can affirm, I let go of you. Sit with all of those uncomfortable feelings. We're constantly trying to run away from them. But actually what we realize is those uncomfortable feelings is what enables us to grow and become better. So sit with uncertainty. Now let's talk about tools for managing stressful situations. In hypnobirthing, we always advocate for writing a birth plan A, B, and C. So the purpose of doing that is because if you don't know anything about a cesarean section and you go for an emergency cesarean, you don't realize that you still have choices to make. For example, you might still want to do delayed cord clamping, but if you don't advocate for it, they may not do it. There are lots of choices, like having a maternal assisted cesarean. If you don't know that that's available to you, you may not choose that option. So actually writing a birth plan helps you to identify your knowledge gaps. So I always say it's the process that is just as important as the outcome. We don't want to focus our minds too much on the situations that we don't want to happen, but the purpose of those plans is to then see what choices can we make and what parts of our plan A can we still keep for our plan B and C. But that's not to say that writing a plan B and C, let's say you write an induction plan and maybe a cesarean plan, that's not to say that that is going to help you to be more resilient in the moment where you're being told you need an emergency cesarean right now. Yes, you might think, oh, well, I've thought about all these decisions, but that feeling, that stress that you might feel, or that disappointment, those feelings can still very much be alive. Writing birth plans doesn't really help with that in the moment stress of a plan changing. And this is where resiliency comes in. I don't think writing plan A, B, and C is enough. And this really hit me hard as a doula, where I saw my most hardworking clients go through sometimes the most traumatic situations. And I think, goodness, I didn't prepare them for this. You know, that plan B didn't have this, you know, it didn't have four blood transfusions on it. Things like that. And I have had a hard look at myself and the work that I do in my birth box course, because I want you guys to be really prepared for your big day. And I want you to have this mental resiliency and to know that it's something that's important. And it's something that you can cultivate from this moment, from listening to this podcast, from using the techniques, from delving into those situations that are most challenging from now. You know, life is constantly going to throw up situations that we don't want. And so we can practice these tools so that they feel second nature to us and they start to become part of us. When I created Birth Box, I really felt that I have a duty of care with the work that I'm doing. I can't know your personal situation. I can't get to know you. I can't nurture the relationship and provide you with tailor-made advice. I can't give you a roadmap that is perfectly designed for your situation. But what I do know is building mental resilience can help you in any scenario. I'm going to give you a mindset technique now for managing stressful situations, and that's about perspective. The way that you view things alters your emotional state, your physical state, your physiology. That's what we're talking about. Your physiology changes based on the way that you view something. So two people can experience two same situations, but come out with a different perspective, a different memory, and a different emotional print. So the way that you view certain birth interventions, for example, if you really have a strong fear of a forceps delivery, for example, and you don't even want to think about it, you can't entertain it, you're so petrified, maybe you've heard awful stories about it, if you then need that intervention, that's going to feel different to someone who perhaps went through some scenarios in their head of things that could possibly not go to plan, built their mental resilience, and decided that whatever happens in their birth, they're going to face it head on, and they're going to face their fears, and they have the full confidence within them that they will cope. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but they just know that they can cope and they will cope. And at the end of it, they're going to grow. Those two same situations and different people and different perspectives produce different results. One might produce trauma, one may not. And this is why perspective is so important. And I really believe we have the power to choose what lens we use. What the way we view the world is up to us. You can change your perspective and therefore alter your experience. I'll come back to my miscarriage story. I chose to look at that experience from the moment. I still remember when I was sat in the hospital room after the scan, and I have this consultant just talking me through all the options to release the products of conception. And I'm like, hold on, I thought I was coming here for my scan. And next minute, you know, I'm being presented with all these options, and I zoomed out of my body and I flew up to the sky and I looked down on that situation, and I could see clearly that this was going to be an opportunity to grow. And that was in the moment of a stressful situation. That was live. That was like in it. I was still in it, and I was able to zoom out and see that. And I think the same thing can happen in birth. You could be in a very stressful situation, but you can still observe yourself and observe the situation and have that perspective. Choose that lens. Look at it. This is what's happening right now. And I'm going to choose to look at this positively. And I know I'm going to grow through this. So perspective is key. And you can reframe any situation. I really believe you have the power to do this. Now, a practical technique for managing a stressful situation is breathing. I'm going to teach you the de-stress breath. What you're going to do is inhale through your nose and take in about 90% of the air that you could take in through your nose, like this. And then you're going to take in the final 10%, but really kind of, you know, you want to suck it up through the nose as much as you can. So you're inflating your lungs to maximum capacity. So I'm going to do the 90%, the 10%. My lungs are full now. And then you're going to exhale all of the air that you can possibly find in your lungs. And you're going to do at least 5 rounds of that breath. Let's do it now together. We're going to do 5 rounds. If you start to feel lightheaded, please stop, because it's that powerful. It really does work. The reason why this breath works so quickly and why it's called the de-stress breath is because it's instant. Usually when we're in a stressful situation, we can't wait for 10 rounds of breathing technique for it to kick in. We need that relaxation now. Okay, so we're going to do 5 rounds. In 90, 10, all out. 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 Now feel your body, feel what's happening. Can you feel the relaxation? I certainly do. If not, you need to make out breath longer. It's likely that you were following my breathing just then, but some people can breathe out longer and can inhale longer. So that's why I say 90, 10, and then the longest you can possibly do. And that's going to be your de-stress breath. So please do try it at the end of this audio. You want to be feeling an instant sense of calm. And you will. If you're doing it correctly, there is no chance that you're not feeling this. This breath is so powerful. And when you're in any stressful situation, please go to this breath. This episode means a lot to me because I do feel a weight on my shoulders with the challenging situations that I've observed and been in and witnessed and experienced. A combination of all of those three things. I have been in the observer mode. I have been in the experiencing, in the grip of situations that my clients have been. And then I've witnessed the way I've responded, what I could have done, what I could not have done. And this really is what inspired this episode, because I have a duty of care when I put out online material. And I feel that this material, this resiliency is the thing that no one can take away from you. And it's with you always, and it will be a skill for life. And I realize that the tone of this episode is very different to all of the other episodes on the Birth Box course, but you know, it's different because it is different. It has a different feel because it's a different subject matter, but it's really important. And it's not to scare. You may listen to this and go on and have the most beautiful birth experience ever. I get messages every week from Birth Box participants telling me how incredible their births are. And I read these and I go, oh my goodness, like this doesn't represent the statistics that I'm seeing at the local hospitals. But, you know, the course is powerful. And so you have set yourself up for a good birth. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to be twists and turns. And so resiliency is what's going to set you up for that. Now, let's talk about how adversity and challenges can make us stronger. Oh, I'll just use the example of this morning. So I dropped my daughter off at nursery. Usually she just buzzes in. She's really happy and content. And this week she's found it hard. So everyone was playing out in the garden. All the kids were playing out in the garden. So I took her to the door and I said, go on in, Junes. And she just said, Mommy, I really want to stay with you. So everything in my mama bear instincts was saying, no, don't take her in. I want to take her home. I just want to wrap her up in some cotton wool. And I can't explain it, but everything in my body was saying, just take her home. But I went against that and I said, Junes, you can have a good day. Go on in. And I kind of, you know, gave her a little nudge in, and then she started to cry. So I never, ever leave my daughter crying at nursery. I'll always check until she's settled. So I walked around the corner, and all of the staff members thought I'd left. And I popped my head around the corner to look and see how she was. And she was just stood there looking down, looking over at the kids playing, looking down. And she just looked so sad and out of place. I've not actually seen her at nursery like this, but everything in me just wanted to go and scoop her up and take her away. So I was fighting this internal battle, and I was also watching myself going, is this the right thing to do? Is it good to fight this? But if it's an instinct and it's so raw and it feels so real, then should I act on it? I was kind of going through all of these thoughts, but I sat and I didn't do anything in that moment. Then eventually I walked out and I waved at one of the key workers and I just said, are you not going to help her integrate? Like what's going on? I'm watching. And she just stood there. It doesn't seem like anyone's going to her. And she said, look, Mum, we rarely do that. We know that what she'll do is she'll stand there for a bit and soon she'll go over to her friends. So I said, okay. So I said, I'm going to stay around until she does that. Just want to check she's content. So the key worker went back in and I stood and I could see her kind of slowly making her way to her friends. She has got friends there. She's really well integrated. So it was just strange. You know, they go through these ups and downs. And then eventually she walked over and went to her friends. I got in the car and I started reflecting on that whole thing. And I thought, actually, had I said to her, come home, I would have stopped that learning experience. She's going to go into primary school, secondary school, university, and experience that same thing of standing there with a group of people and not integrating straight away, of being on the outside, of being uncomfortable. And isn't that important? Don't we feel alive when we're stretched, when we're challenged, when we're in adversity? It's not to say that we go and seek these situations out because, well, no, we don't. That would be kind of unnatural. But when we're faced with them, I really believe that delving in, get in there, learn. So it was a good thing I didn't take her home because I know she learned through that. It wasn't nice for either of us, but she learned something valuable there. And what would I have taught her coming home to the safety back in the comfort zone? So we learn through adversity. So reframe it, look through that positive lens. Whenever you're faced with any adversity, anything during your pregnancy, any challenges, twists and turns, there are things that come up, right? You're being told your baby's too big, or you have preeclampsia, suddenly you're needing to have a cesarean or induction. You know, things just happen and we're faced with, okay, what do we do? What lens am I going to choose? And how am I going to get through this positively? Because that's what you want. You want to walk away from your birth experience feeling positive regardless of what happened. And I promise you, if you're in control, respected, you're in the driving seat of your birth, you will feel positive. You may not go, that was the best experience ever, but you will feel positive. To summarize what we spoke about on this podcast, the importance of being able to sit with uncertainty. We are really stepping into the unknown when we become parents. Look at the things you can control only. Forget the things that you can't. Change your lens, change your experience. Breathing for those stressful situations. In for 90, in for the remaining 10, your longest out breath ever. Adversity can make us stronger. Lean into those fearful situations and just know you will come out okay. You will. I wish you all the best for your pregnancy and birth, and I hope that this episode gave you something valuable to think about. Build that resilience from now. I will be doing this on my pregnancy journey. I am hoping to be so damn resilient for when I give birth so that I can face anything that comes my way. You can do this. All the best.